Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. Second day in a row for a podcast. That's pretty unusual. I guess I must be in that mode. So here's something that I find kind of troubling. As I'm sure you know, I have no love for the Republican Party. But when people say that... what's his name? The guy who just got fired, Health and Human Services. See, I've already forgotten his name. he was spending all that money flying all over the world in private jets, and it adds up to over $1 million. And here's the thing, of the taxpayers' money. And it's not exactly true, okay? I know we pay taxes. I pay taxes. I've paid a lot of taxes, and I don't begrudge it. I think it's a privilege to pay taxes, as long as the money's being used in an effective way. And, you know, there's the sort of the friction. It offends me, of course, that he's flying around. It's not just that. It's the whole attitude of... You know, I'm here to rule you, and I'm of superior to you. Hey, that's a bunch of shit. You know, we all do what we can do, and, you know, his contribution has been very negative. You know, he's done a lot to try to get rid of my health insurance, which is something that I know that I need. And you hope it works the day that you need it. I've been paying for it, there's no doubt, well, actually, of course, there is a doubt. One, you could drop dead, in which case healthcare can't do anything for you, but you pay your insurance and you hope for the best, right? And this is a guy the flying around in the airplane isn't throwing away my money, okay? I'll get back to that in a second. But the health insurance thing, he absolutely is. And it's a lot of money that he's throwing away. It's the money that I've paid into the system that I haven't been drawing out. And I have pre-existing conditions, more than one, and it would make me virtually impossible to insure if Obamacare didn't exist. I know, because it was very hard for me to get insurance before, and it's a long story. But, so that, I think we're on solid ground to say he's fucking with the taxpayers' money and their health, which is really a bad combination, and he should go to hell for that. Not that I believe in hell. But, the taxpayers' money for the flying around? I don't think so. Here's the deal. We in America are very highly privileged people. Okay? I mean, you can draw a hierarchy of privilege. And sure, white, male, well-educated, that's the top of the pyramid, right? But somewhere in the middle of the pyramid is American citizen. And the reason why, and we're elevated quite a bit above a lot of the rest of the world, and that includes other parts of the Western world, like Europe or, you know, Japan and, you know, other places that have elevated standards of living. I mean, Europe has a better standard of living than America. At least that's my impression. When I visit Europe, I feel like, oh, this is like America, except it's first class everywhere. You know, not everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about the places I've been to. It's a feeling you really get getting off the airplane, is that the things in general are nicer in Europe. But in the United States, we have this thing where our currency is got this very special place. And it makes us the place that everybody else in the rest of the world wants to see stable. And that gives us a big advantage. That makes our real estate worth more. That helps in innumerable ways. It enriches our lives. So it's when you look at the spending the taxpayers' money, simply being in terms of checks that are written, I think you're missing the big picture. That's not them spending away our money. It's when they flirt with defaulting on the national debt. That's when they're doing it. When they have government shutdowns, when they fail to save Americans in Puerto Rico. Anything that makes the United States more of a third world country pushes us closer to the edge of the cliff where we're no longer the trusted place to deposit wealth. Once that happens, and there'll be no turning back from that. You can't, it's sort of like, you know, it's just, which way is the train going? If it's going west at 800 miles an hour and it's got a mass of, you know, in the billions of tons, turning that train around is going to be pretty hard. Even slowing it down is really hard. And that's the way we're rushing towards third worldness. We are really, we are, and we deserve it because in terms of our political system, we've decided that facts don't matter. And eventually you pay for that. You can't go on and be a scientific leader in the world, a financial leader, a manufacturing, an innovation, technology, healthcare, yada, yada, yada. You can't be the leader in all that stuff and at the same time not believe in truth. It just doesn't work. Science is at the core of what makes us great. And we have had a rejection of science. We are going back to medieval values in the United States. That only leads to one place. And so when our leadership undermines that, when they're doing it, it's like pouring gasoline on the fire. They're doing an awful lot more, you know. They naively focus national debt. That's the big issue. No, I don't think that's the big issue. It's the safety and security, the feeling that outsiders feel about us. That's the thing that makes us different. We are the place where you deposit your wealth. And as long as we're doing that, we're doing okay. But we're failing the test. And if I were outside, I mean, my wealth is here in the United States. It is. Just because I'm not creative enough to think about places to other places to put it. I'm sure if you were like a Russian oligarch, this is why they love the United States, by the way, the Russian oligarchs. This is why they care. They don't really want, we don't have any natural resources they want to control. What they want is they want to be able to continue to loot their own countries. Oh, they probably wouldn't mind looting ours too. That's Trump's thing. And they're probably getting a cut of that too. Of course they are. Probably getting a big cut. His protection money, right? But what they want is, that's why they gravitate to the United States, is because this is a place you take the money out of Russia and you put it in the United States. You buy one of those great condos that are on, you know, 57th Street in Manhattan. Oh, great view of the park. And never go there. Just leave it. It's holding their value. And they need places like that where they can take their money and park it and have it be safe. So anything that interferes with... And that does trickle down. That does trickle down. They're trying to make it trickle down less. That's what all the tax shit is about. You know, they don't want... They want their money to stay in their own pockets. They really don't care whether the subways work. Only so much, only to the extent that it affects the value of their condo. Or condos, shall we say. That's what Paul Manafort is for. He's a money launderer. That's what Trump is. That Trumpism is a way to funnel money, value, out from outside the United States and into it. He's trading in all this shit. This is these are the dots that connect everything that he does and is. It's very simple what he is. His fame helps him a little bit, I guess. because he gets the big endorsement deals out there. You know, they put his name on the buildings and, you know, whatnot. But now he's much closer to the main flow. His, you know, he just wants to stay in office. All the, you know, being in office is probably very profitable for him. And I'm sure that's the way he looks at it. Aside from the fact that he's narcissistic beyond belief. But I think that's part of being who he is. Anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.